Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, from this Sunday to Sunday, August 9th, Belfast, for the first time in 75 years, and no, I'm not talking about Mayo winning the Sam Maguire, they will host the Fla Cuil na hÉireann, with more than 100 live events scheduled across the week. The world's largest celebration of Irish music and culture is expected to welcome more than 800,000 people to Belfast. And Siobhan McGuigan, the head of events with Tourism Northern Ireland, is on the line with us this afternoon. Siobhan, is the excitement building for the Fla this weekend?
Oh, Anna, the excitement is really building. And honestly, I'm really chuffed the fact I was grinning from the minute you started talking about what a wonderful week we had ahead. We're definitely not tired of it. We cannot wait for the week ahead. I took a wee drive around the city last night and honestly, the buzz is literally palpable. You know, the dressing's there. You can see all the businesses putting out their tables in front of them, in front of their restaurants and bars, and the bunting's up. It's honestly absolutely amazing. We cannot wait to welcome, but almost 800,000 people to Fla next week.
It's some number, isn't it? I didn't realise, to be honest with you, that it was, you know, I knew it was big, but I didn't know it was kind of 800,000 strong big. I mean, from a business point of view, as well as everything else, as well as a cultural perspective, it's big business, isn't it?
Anna, it's huge business. You know, this is a huge opportunity for Northern Ireland here. The estimated economic impact is over £53 million for the local Northern Ireland economy. So that's really huge. And it is really beneficial to businesses at a time when, you know, we're all having challenging budgetary environments, as it were. And it's not just for Belfast too. There's so much going on right across the north. Businesses, local authorities, different destinations are really embracing the opportunity that Fla is bringing. They're putting on events and showcases and doing all sorts of things to make sure that, well, they encourage people to travel as well as come to Belfast. You know, get out and about, explore all the other great things that we have to offer.
Of course. And you know what'll happen. Obviously, people will you know, grow to love hotels, restaurants, bars, whatever, and they'll come back again and again, hopefully from a tourism point of view. That's brilliant. So Belfast is Ireland's only UNESCO city of music. I just realised that.
It is indeed. I mean, that's something we are really, really proud of. And I think it is a real reflection of that quality of cultural offering that we have here in the city. You know, this is going to be quite a unique Fla, I think. It's in a really buzzing, vibrant, modern city that, you know, business as usual is going on as well. And then we welcome all these visitors to really get behind it and experience it. But I think we do have that something very different, and we have that cultural tradition here between the pipe, the drum, the fiddle and the flute. There is huge strength in that variety of offering that we have. So, as I say, we can't wait to welcome not just the visitors, of course, but all the participants who are, you know, wish them all the very best luck. And we want them all to come back, not just for 2027, of course, when we're hosting it again, but we want them to come back all throughout the years and tell everybody about what a great place we are.
That's right. So you have it for 2 years, which is obviously even better. So for someone who has never been to the Fla Cuil, Siobhan, paint us a picture. Who's it for? What's going on? You know, what are the biggest attractions?
There's a massive variety of things happening across the week. So suppose when you think about it, there are competitors travelling from all over the world. The hundreds and thousands of competitors who have been busy competing in regional heats all around the world, and then they make it and they qualify for the All-Ireland Fla here that's happening in Belfast. So of course they come along, and that's, you know, that's very serious. These are very skilled people who are really dedicated to their craft. So they're coming to compete and then make it through the various heats all the way then to the closing ceremony next Sunday, which will really celebrate all those who have made it that far. But for the visitors as well, there's an absolutely huge variety. Like, there's literally several hundred events happening right across the week. From just standing around, Anna, you can, there's different bars or pub hospitality areas, family zones, all kinds of different food offerings. So I think actually, and there's all sorts of sort of random, not random, but pop-up sessions, as it were. Mm-hmm. Even from the Skolegska, the summer school, they'll be coming out and about and actually putting what they've learnt into practice in various places like the the steps of St. Anne's Cathedral here in Belfast. So there's lots to do if a visitor just wants to come and isn't quite sure, do they want to kneel themselves down to a particular time or place, wander around, you will discover something absolutely incredible. In the city, of course, that the city centre is closed to traffic, so that means that our visitors can literally wander and explore. But there's also lots of things in different venues like the ICC Waterfront Hall, the Ulster Hall, right across the city. There's huge, huge amount of formal events, but also the Fringe programme too. So we would encourage people to keep an eye on socials in particular, because that helps every day. It helps the visitor just to narrow down and nail down what they might go to and help them pick out those highlights that will suit them.
Of course. So the gig rig is outside Belfast City Hall. Is that one of the bigger kind of staples in terms of stages and you know, event locations, Siobhan?
Absolutely, Anna. Actually, I should have mentioned that, of course, because that very much is the beating heart of FLA. The gig rig, of course, appears at every FLA, and then it's right in front of our very iconic and visually stunning City Hall right in the heart of Belfast. So that's on, you know, every day from around 11, 12 o'clock every day till later on in the evening. It's free to go along and listen to the huge variety of musicians that will be performing on that stage. It's not ticketed, so you can come along at your leisure and really just sit down and really, I think, suck up the atmosphere and the warmth of the city and this great event and listen to some phenomenal music, from traditional Irish music to Ulster Scots. We have South Asian performers, we have schools performing. So I think it really is going to just show
something for everyone
up here in the north. Absolutely.
Just stay with us, Siobhan. We've lots of texts coming in here. Heading up to Belfast from Kilkenny for three nights next week. Can't wait. Have the dancing shoes packed. They're in party mode. Sounds like they're festival fit. Went to the FLA. The years it was held in Drogheda, it was the best fun. The streets were packed, people singing and dancing day and night. Lovely family event. I have Ethan on the line, and he is doing Irish Dancing for Adults based in Belfast. Ethan, tell me more. And I think he was going to tell us a bit of crack about Irish dancing classes. You know, if you haven't done them, I was about to say to him, I haven't done an Irish dancing class since I was about 8 or 9 years of age. Apparently it's okay to go back as an adult. So we'll get him back. But that's just one of the many things going on, Siobhan.
That is exactly, actually, and it's not brilliant to hear that you can come along and actually just take part, and it's going to be a very warm and welcoming environment. You know, I don't think anybody's going to be laughing at you if you're not too sure what you're doing.
Are you sure?
Here, if it was myself, maybe no way. But, you know, there's lots of things you can actually literally kind of roll your sleeves up and get your hands dirty. You can paint your own boron. There's different kinds of classes to make your own jewellery, all Irish themed and local tradition themed jewellery. There's even a tattoo parlour, we have heard, that is offering flash tattoos, which once I googled them, they're actually quick pre-designed tattoos, all FLA themed. So you could go away with your own little legacy, permanent legacy.
Brilliant, brilliant. I believe Ethan is back with us. You're keeping me on my ballet toes there, Ethan. How are you?
I'm good, Anna. Can you hear me okay now?
Sorry, I can hear you now. No problem at all. I don't know whether you heard. I was saying I probably haven't had an Irish dancing lesson since I was about 8 or 9 years of age. Well, is it too late to go back to it?
Not in the slightest. And, you know, most people actually enjoy Irish dancing a lot more when they sort of come to it voluntarily at an older age. Partly just because they're there of their own accord, but also that sort of what can be quite an intense competition fest thing is removed. And we're very much, our motto is bringing back the Ceilidh. So it's about cultural and social importance of Irish dancing, whilst also sort of getting some physical benefits as well. So no, Claire, we'd absolutely love to have you. You're very, very welcome to join any of our classes if you're popping up the flat at any stage.
And where will people find you, Ethan?
We're running a Ceilidh at Belfast Castle. That's next Friday the 7th. That's our Ceilidh is sort of very accessible. We talk through, they're suitable for people who have never been to a Ceilidh before. And the idea is just we're very much about, look, this is a cultural thing that we're there to facilitate you guys having fun. They'll find us there. We run classes all around Northern Ireland for people throughout the year as well. We run Ceilidhs throughout the year for local charities and that sort of thing. And as I say, it's very much about restore the love. And we get quite a lot of people, as I say, that come maybe from Irish Celtic backgrounds, and they sort of got maybe burnt out with bash or competitions, and just want to come back to enjoy Irish dancing.
So, of course, the nostalgia as well as the fitness. Ethan, I'll let you go because your line is not great. I'm sure your dancing is an awful lot better than the quality of the line. Enjoy it. I would say you'll be inundated with people wanting to go back to it. Siobhan, the very best of luck. There's lovely texts in here. I had never been to Belfast until last month. I'm 47, says someone. One of the nicest and most interesting cities I've been to. So much so that we're going back next weekend for the FLA. That must be nice to hear, Siobhan.
Oh, that's absolutely lovely. That gave me goosebumps, and I really hope they're coming back, and I really hope all the visitors go away with that same sentiment and then come back to visit us again.
Yeah. Well, Siobhan, the very best of luck with that. That's Siobhan McGuigan, Head of Events with Tourism Northern Ireland. And it sounds like whether it's food or a drink or a pint or an Irish dance or whatever it is you're into, there's lots going on. The FLA Ciall na hÉireann in Belfast from Sunday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.